You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You're listening to the all-new, brand-new All Skins Everything. That's right, it's pronounced Everything Podcast with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host, Ray, Wally, Will T. Wally, what's good, brother?
Not much, man. Will T's not in the building, so we ain't all up here. All right, so
rolling solo.
You know how it is. But with the Urban Sports Scene, we used to do our own little thing. So I'm going to get into our tradition, the pregame. The top five keys for the Washington Redskins to improve their defense. We will have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network as a guest. At the 10-minute mark, we will discuss safety Sue Craven's potential as a Pro Bowl safety. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we will debate if wide receiver Josh Dotson will be better than Pierre Garçon. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Sounds swell to me.
Hail right, the Redskins.
You know it. Right now, like I mentioned earlier, we have guest from Heritage Sports Radio Network, Lex Diamond. Lex, what's good, my man?
Hey guys, I can't believe it's that the summer is almost over, man. I'm trying to enjoy it. I wanted to go to the beach a couple more times.
Absolutely. Don't drink too much, though.
You say what?
I said don't drink too much.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy the rest of your summer. But it also means football is about to get started. Hall of Fame game, All Skins, everything. Let's do something. I know you're excited.
Yeah, I'm a little excited. I mean, you know, spring and summer has basically been all about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins' inability to sign him to a long-term contract. But, you know, they signed a couple of surprising rookies that kind of fell into their laps, you know, back in April. I'm a little excited to see those guys perform this year.
So, Lex, real quick, what are your top five keys for the Redskins defense to improve?
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting you say the top five. I think when you draft two talented athletes, you know, out of Alabama, Ryan Anderson, the linebacker, much-needed linebacker, and Jonathan Allen, the number one pick, who I don't even understand why this guy, who was projected to be one of the top three picks, dropped down to the 17th. Right in the lap of the Redskins, and all indications from the veterans so far is that Jonathan Allen is the real deal,
mm-hmm.
and he is going to be a great addition to that, you know, that up front lineman core, and a much needed, you know, pass rusher. You know, we've got a junior Gallette who's probably point number two. You know, he hasn't been on the field 2 years with the Redskins, and he has not been on the field. And I think he's a key. He's got to be on the field, I think, if the Redskins are going to have, you know, some type of success. They need him out there. It's very important that junior. I mean, we want to see what he can do. We've heard about him, but I want to actually see this guy play. He did some work when he was with the Saints back in the day. But what is he going to do in that burgundy and gold?
He's a myth right now. That's how I look at him. He's like Bigfoot. Everybody just talks about what he can do, but you never seen him. It's not a knock on him because we saw with the Saints, though. I mean, it's not a knock. You hear things in camp like, wow, man, like this is the pass rush the Redskins have been, you know, needing since forever. But then, you know, all of a sudden, here's the Achilles injuries. And this is not a knock on him. I'm just saying that when you hear it all the time about Junior Gallette, you're like, all right, man, I'm trying to see it.
Yeah, and I think that's where so many fans and pundits and everyone, you just kind of, you know, we just want to see what he's going to do. There's been talk that he's really good, a really good player. But let's see what he does. I mean, he's been injured. See what? He had a couple of leg injuries. I mean, let's just see what this guy is going to be able to do with Ryan Kerrigan, you know, on the opposite side. You know, he's been pretty much a mainstay, a dominant, you know, force for them. But it would be great to have someone on the opposite side, you know, that can contribute. And like I said, with adding the guy, Jonathan Allen should make a huge difference, right, you know, up front.
So right
now, for the Skins.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Jonathan Allen's a beast. I think he's going to be something special. But You talked about Jonathan Allen. Let's go to inside linebacker. You know, I like Zach Brown. I think he has a lot of upside for this team. But I'm still worried about Mason Foster and Will Compton playing. But one of these individuals playing alongside him. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, I think that's point number three. The Redskins haven't had a playmaking linebacker.
Mm, yeah.
Man, I mean, like, really think about it. Who was the last playmaking linebacker the Redskins had?
LeVar?
London Fletcher.
How many years ago was that?
I know, but...
I mean, they have not had a presence like London Fletcher. It's been quite some time. They haven't really filled his shoes. And I think, you know, for you to have success, normally defensively, when you have success, your linebacking core is really solid. You look at the New York Giants back in the day, when they had LT and Carl Banks. And those guys really performed. The Redskins had Wilbur Marshall during their heyday. That was a playmaking linebacker. And Matt Millen in the middle. You know, you got to have those guys. You know, Monty Coleman, veteran linebacker. And if you think about the Redskins lately, they haven't really had any dominant playmaking linebackers. The linebackers should lead your team in tackles. And that's what one area that I really hope the rookie from Alabama, Anderson, will help them. They need some type of presence, playmaking presence from that linebacker corps.
Right now, you're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Ray, myself, Wally, Will T out. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. All right, who's your number four? You said three. What's
number
your number four,
Tom? Mm-hmm. Number four is your secondary. You've had a lot of injuries. You got some people out there that, you know, they got big names. You got Breland. You got your boy D'Angelo, who's back playing. He's playing safety now, not a cornerback after all those years. Now he's going to be at the safety.
I know.
And then you got the Sue Craven kid, many thought resembled the great late Sean Taylor. You know what I mean? But they need that secondary to perform. And if Sue Craven really is that guy this year coming, he's got to be able to stay on the field and make the right decisions in the secondary.
How are you feeling about DJ Swearinger? He looking good. He's looking good in training camp, one-handed interceptions and all.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, the coaches are raving about these guys right now.
They always
do. But, you know, they're still in shorts,
right.
You know, and they got their shoulder pads on. Let's see what they look like with live bullets in September.
You know,
that third preseason game. Who was that? The third preseason game, I think they played the Bengals.
The Bengals.
So let's see what they do against the Bengals. Because the Bengals they got a guy named AJ Green that torched the Redskins a couple years ago.
Ooh, sure did.
Yeah, I know y'all remember that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Lex.
Josh Norman does too.
Lex, I was reading an article that stated there's a possibility of Breland moving to free safety. What do you think about that potential move?
I mean, whatever. I mean, Breland is a talented player. I think he was a little overshadowed by, you know, Josh Norman's presence last year. And, you know, all eyes really were on him. I think Josh Norman's got to step up. I mean, he's got to play at a higher level because, I mean, that East Division, There's some talented guys in the Giants upgrade. They're off that. They added what? Brandon Marshall.
Oh yeah.
The play
dangerous.
For the kids. So I tell you, the Eagles improved their receiving core. They added some players.
Alshon Jeffries.
So that's a very important area for the Redskins.
I think this is I do think this is a big year for Breland. I expect him to step up. His last year on this deal. Obviously, you know how players pay for money. And to be honest with you, I mean, I like the steps he's taking to improve his craft, working out with Daryl Green in the offseason. I just think that can help out motivation and, you know, pretty much what happened last year. You know, he wasn't playing at the level that we saw him play a couple years ago. And I think that, again, being a contract year, working with Daryl Green, it's just going to make him better.
Yeah, and the thing about the secondary, it's really contingent. Very important that front seven is good. If the Redskins are getting pressure up front from their outside linebackers and from their front four or whatever, they have a better chance of of playing D back, you know, the secondary playing D. They have a much better chance. So it's very important that the Junior Collats of the world and the Ryan Kerrigans of the world can stay on the field and really give Washington an advantage, especially on third down, which is probably the most important. I think third down, first and third downs are the two most important downs in a drive, in a possession. And if you can get pass rush on third down, especially the way I look at it, like a first down, you can kind of limit the amount of yards that the team gets. So you put them in a situation second and long, and you put them like in a passing situation. And if you can beat them in those one-on-one matchups, you know, Ryan Kerrigan beating the tackle or Junior Laird or Jonathan Allen able to win those one-on-one battles, it'll take some of that pressure off of that secondary.
So, Lex, give me your number five.
The number five, hey guys, we got a new defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? So the question is he going to be able to stop the Dallas Cowboys running attack?
I love it.
Is he going to be able to stop the Giants passing attack and balanced offense? Is he going to be able to slow down, you know, last year's rookie quarterback for the Eagles, who now, Carson, you know, Wentz, he's got a little confidence under his belt? That's the question. Can the Redskins stop anybody? And that's the million-dollar question in my eyes. I mean, he's the most important one, the defensive coordinator.
Well, I hope that the defensive coordinator puts an emphasis on generating and creating turnovers. That's my main thing.
Turnovers are very important.
Absolutely.
And that really starts up front, you know, with your linebackers and your big guys up front, the big guys that do the heavy lifting up front. They're gonna miss Chris Baker though. I think losing Chris Baker is a big loss for them. You know, allowing him to go to Tampa Bay, that was a huge loss for them. But they're going to have to find somebody to kind of fill his shoes, because I thought he did a good job last year of really, you know, clawing up the middle and really, you know, taking the pressure off of some of the, you know, the linebackers and things of that nature. But it'll be really interesting to see how they gel this year. And again, Junior Gillette and those guys got to stay on the field.
Well, Lex, you want to give us a parting shot before you go and what is now going to be a weekly appearance here on All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Team?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a really interesting football season for the Redskins, especially with the whole Kirk Cousins saga. You know, they let Pierre go. So there's a lot of questions, you know, for the young receivers. I'm hearing that Pryor is the real deal. We'll see, you know, and the health. The question is, will they stay healthy this season? And then, you know, Jake Gruden, does his offense really work? You know, there were opportunities last year for the Redskins to really do great things, but they wouldn't run the football. And let's see if they, you know, give us more balance, you know, this season. So it's a lot to look forward to. I can't wait. I can't believe it's August, fellas.
All right, well, before you get out of here, let our listeners know how they can reach you, man, how they can find your content on social media and all outlets.
Well, when I'm on social media, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. It's Lex Diamonds without the A. You can catch me on the air during college football season. Sports Radio Network, just go ahead and download that HSR app on your phone, and you can catch us doing some of the top college football games around the country.
All right, we appreciate you, Lex.
We appreciate you, Lex. Thank you. Week. Next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. So, can Sua Cravens become a Pro Bowler? We're just talking defense. We're going to talk Sua Cravens' transition to safety and how he can excel this season.
You listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Soul in Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray. Will T is out. Well, like we mentioned before the break, Sua Cravens, he's making a big move from linebacker to safety. Do you think he can be a Pro Bowl safety?
I absolutely think so. Lex made the comparison to Sean Taylor because Sua Cravens, based on the sample size we got last season between injuries at linebacker, he is a playmaker. We saw that. He also can help to create turnovers. He can play from sideline to sideline. Troy Polamalu is another comparison that's made, and I think that's a good one, not just because of the USC ties, but because of the way he plays the game. He plays hard, and he always seems to provide energy in addition to Josh Norman on defense.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that, in my opinion, that Sua Cravens brings a lot of energy. And we to be honest with you, just thinking about how he played against that Giants game.
Right.
When he made that big play against the Giants. He's a guy that just has the ability. And then when you look, and it's something about in all sports, when you see a particular player in a particular genre of sports, some people just have it. And when you look at Sua Cravens, you're like, you know what, dude, you got it. All right. You may not be in whatever has slipped, made you slip in the draft to be where you were at for the Redskins to draft you. You may not have had the measurables in terms of the 40 time, whatnot. But when you're on the field, you make plays. And almost again, like I like your comparison to Troy Polamalu. I think that's what he reminds me of.
Well, again, I think he's naturally. I mean, he looks like a safety, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like a safety.
That's the position he played in college.
And he was a highly touted high school kid when he got to USC, a highly touted player at SC at safety. So he was a very good safety.
And like I said, while we talk with Lex, if Breshad Breeland is moved to free safety, you could see a strong duo back there that's young and the Redskins can build off for the future. Because I think Sean Taylor's passing, you were left looking for a playmaker, a leader. Josh Norman could be that guy. But if you can add these two guys in and, again, build a foundation alongside Norman, who's a little bit older, for the future, you can have a strong defense for years to come. I know a lot starts up front, like Lex pointed out. But as you mentioned that Giants game, Sua Cravens, again, shows that he can help to produce turnovers.
Yeah, but when you look at the safety position, I think Breeland's going to be a cornerback for this team. I don't think he'll be moving to safety just because I think that you got DJ Swearinger, and from all reports in camp, like, he is that dude right now. And if he plays well, there's going to be no room from unless Breeland has a great year at DB. He'll be the cornerback for the Washington Redskins next season, because obviously they like what's going on with Fuller. They think Fuller right now can step up. And still, Fuller was geared to be an outside corner, not a nickel corner. And so that's the competition that's being pushed right now in training camp with even Breeland and Fuller, is that, you know, he's working to beat Fuller for that number two spot at cornerback.
Now, let me ask you this, because we expect, and I don't think we mentioned it, we never answered the question, we both expect that Sua Cravens can be a Pro Bowler.
I think so.
At safety. Now, that's big expectations. But if he were to struggle early in the transition,
that's a good point,
would you be concerned? I'm going to say no, because look at the guys you've had there before. You had Dante Whitner at one point.
True, that's true.
At that position.
That's true.
So, give him time.
No, I think you put a valid point that you were patient with Dante Whitner. You were patient with Burton, who wasn't good, who retired. Bruton, who wasn't good, who retired. You should be patient with a guy of this talent like Sua Cravens. You should be patient with this individual. Like you said, they haven't had a guy that potentially looks the part since Sean Taylor.
I'm looking at him on YouTube right now, his highlights. He reminds me of, again, Troy Polamalu, the way he dives, the way he's athletic. Again, he gives you everything, and you got to love that. And I think the Redskins haven't had a guy like this in a long time at that position.
Yeah, and he had to play linebacker, undersized linebacker, so you know he can play in the box. If you put him as a safety, you know he can play in the box.
One thing he hasn't proven yet is, at least on the NFL level, is can he cover receivers deep?
But I think that would be DJ Swearinger's job. I don't think he'll have to. I mean, you could. They're going to be matchups that put you in a bad position, right? A bad predicament. But at the end of the day, I just think that he'll be checking tight ends. He'll be checking running backs out the backfield. Like, to be honest with you, if it ever, I don't think Carolina's on the schedule, but if ever they play like Carolina and say it's a postseason game, the kid from Stanford, what's his name? The running back, the kid that Carolina drafted.
Can't think of his name right now.
Oh, McCaffrey.
Okay.
So like, somebody like that can be an issue because McCaffrey's a wide receiver slash running back coming out the backfield.
Well, I think you'll get a good sample size between the Green Bay game and the Cincinnati game in the preseason. Mm-hmm. And also that'll give you time to make adjustments if need be. So he's going to have good opportunities, but the D coordinator is going to play a big role in how he uses Cravens because he's a freak athletically. He is a strong cover guy, which is the most important thing to me. At least he showed that last year, linebacker. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to use him? We'll see.
Well, his strengths are he's a good blitzer. Again, a guy who's good around the ball. I think he can create turnovers.
That's
a very, very big thing. And I think he definitely has the potential to do it. But only time will tell. I'm really excited about Sue Craven. Hopefully, he can become the big playmaker that this team needs.
Being Pro Bowl, I guess, or looking at the Pro, being a Pro Bowler, or looking at it, it's creating big expectations. It's jumping ahead, so to speak. That's what someone told us on social media. But you know what? Again, it's just generating some discussion because he's that talented. And if he wasn't that talented, we would not be talking about the possibility of him being a Pro Bowler this year.
I know. You're right. You're right. But anyway, Josh Dotson is killing it in camp as well. Could he be better than Pierre Garçon? You listen to the Urban Sports thing. For ages, you dig. Deuces. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this. Immaculate conception, I transform like this, perform like this. What shouts you a new weapon? I don't contemplate, I meditate. Then off your head, this that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and carbon tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I'm here, my boy Ray. Will T's out. Josh Dotson having a lights out camp right now. He is, man. He's having a lights out camp.
In shorts, as my man Lex pointed out.
Yeah, exactly. He's in shorts, but still he's making plays against Josh Norman. And folks, could this dude be better than last year's wide receiver, Pierre Garçon?
Pierre Garçon's numbers last year were impressive. 79 receptions, over 1,000 yards, but he only had 3 touchdowns. That's why I think Josh Dotson could probably be better. Is he's a more of a deep threat, and he can catch touchdowns. Hopefully, he can also fill that DeSean Jackson role. But from the naked eye, I think he's more athletic, and I think he can easily be as good as a route runner just based on what I'm seeing with his athleticism. Mm-hmm. But those numbers are going to be hard. I don't know if he's going to get 80 receptions next year. I can't say that much.
It's going to be so hard. They're going to spread the ball around. Pierre Garçon got a lot of bubble screens, and because he was just good with the ball in his hands. He was like, so he attacked. He was like a running back at wide receiver. He was tough, yeah. Josh Dotson, we have a small sample size, and I mean small. I mean like a real small sample size with Josh Dotson. He had 2 receptions for 66 yards. Everybody remember, obviously, people remember that big play he had against the Dallas Cowboys, where he was wide open, could have scored a touchdown, but he didn't. But that was pretty much the highlight of his year last year. And then, you know, obviously he was hurt and hampered with the Achilles injury. He's a guy I watched him in TCU. I thought he was all. I thought he was explosive, all everything. Right? Explosive. Now, I thought he was a great, more than explosive, to be honest with you. I thought he was a good route runner.
Well, I'm saying if he's a good route runner, he's young, he's athletic, explosive. Now, don't you think with the guys that's playing next to him, I'm talking about Jordan Reed, Jamison Crowder, don't you think that's an advantage for him at his age to get out there and explode, but or to have a breakout season? But again, we're looking at preseason. It reminds me of like, when you and I play basketball, you can light it up in the gym, but when game time starts, we're talking intramurals, college intramurals, this is real talk. When you get out there in front of those fans,
it's a different beast.
Right, and you're looking at the opposite team who's hungry, are you going to be able to perform? That's what we need to see from a period. And we haven't seen that yet because, like you said, small sample size.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like, when the lights are on. You're right. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Real people do real things. You know what I'm saying? When like it's a Monday night game, which is when we talk about Kirk Cousins at times too. See how I just on that. Like on Monday night games, it's good to beat the Chicago Bears. It's cool to beat the Philadelphia Eagles with a bad secondary. But when you're playing that strong team for Josh Dotson, when you're playing against say a Patrick Peterson name me another lights out cornerback.
Scandrick.
Yeah, name me something like so. What's another one?
I said Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah,
right?
Orlando Scandrick. Give me the good one.
You don't like Scandrick?
Oh, it's because he's a Cowboy. No, he's not good to me.
I think he's good.
I would give me somebody else who's lights out.
A lights out corner that you're going to actually go against this season.
Well, he's going to go against this season. And with a Cowboy? Did anybody in the NFC East have a lights out corner other than the Redskins and Norman? Oh, I'm sorry, but the Giants. The Giants have a lights out corner. Is it Jenkins? The Giants have Jenkins.
If that's what you consider a lights out corner.
Well, we're close enough.
Well, you can throw any. It doesn't matter if they're a lights out corner or not.
But you know what I mean. But you just got to step up. You got to step up. You can't play scared. You got to step up. And I just think that when you look at the Washington, when you're looking at Josh Dotson, we want to see a guy that's going to step up, who's going to actually, to be honest with you, who that's going to be reliable to be on the field 24/7.
You play Buffalo this year?
I don't.
They got Ronald Darby. He's a good cornerback.
I got to check. I got to check the schedule.
The only other shutdown corners I can think of, maybe Richard Sherman. Do you consider him a shutdown
corner? Oh, he's a shutdown corner. There's not shutdown corner. I said lights out.
Okay.
Shutdown is totally different.
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking.
You know what I mean? Because there's not that many shutdown corners.
But you are playing against Josh Norman in practice.
So you should be, and he's done well against Josh Norman in practice.
But
in short
stuff. It's practice. Like Allen Iverson said, we're talking about practice. No, seriously, because when I attended preseason, training camp a few years back. Mm-hmm. I haven't been the last two seasons.
Yeah.
But when I did attend, you had D'Angelo Hall getting burned.
Yeah.
Burned by guys. But and we're talking about everybody that you can think of on offense. But when you see D'Angelo Hall step up in games, he's a gamer.
Yeah, that's true.
He's had some bad games in his career, obviously. We can look back at some Jay Cutler performances against him. I'm trying to think of Eddie Royal that torched him one time, I think, with the Broncos.
Football. I know what you're talking about.
So he has some games that we can probably think of. But for the most part, D'Angelo Hall, you can trust him in a game. So I don't know, again, if practice is something that we can necessarily translate to the field when you talk about Josh Norman against him, because Josh Norman, he shows up when his game's time. He's covered Julio Jones better than anybody I've seen.
Yeah, he does show up. And on our Twitter page, my man at Lenny freaking Leo said, in terms of could Dotson be better than a Pierre Garçon? He said potentially yes. With Dotson's skill set, that should be easy, but no pressure.
That's the same thing I said on our other show, that it should be easy. Yeah. But when you look at the numbers, 79 receptions, over 1,000 yards receiving, that's going to be tough numbers to match depending on what he's going to bring to the table or how the Redskins are going to use him. Because, again, if he's a deep threat, I'm sure he's going to have some big plays. And, again, he's got a quarterback who's playing well right now.
Mm-hmm.
I said before, a strong quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a very strong quarterback in certain situations. It's the big moments. That's what we want to see Kirk Cousins step up in. And can Josh Dotson help him by getting open, by beating guys, by being that athletic freak that you described that we saw in college?
Yeah, and it's really on him because he has the ability. And like you said earlier, Ray, he's playing with so much talent around him that people won't have to focus on him.
Right. And factor in the running game.
Mm-hmm.
The running game started out last season strong. The first few games, everybody was praising the offensive line. Callahan was a genius. But as the season went on, the running game wore down. But Rob Kelly looked good at the end of last year, and that can help as well.
Also on Facebook, my man Gary Stanley said, "I don't think the Skins will miss a beat with Pryor and Dotson. We'll just be crying next year because Pryor will be gone next year because he'll sign elsewhere."
Yeah, well. Pryor is strong. We'll see how he fits in. I like Pryor, though, as a jump ball guy, and he's fast. He has this deceptive speed, kind of like Randy Moss.
Yeah, he did train Randy Moss.
There you go.
Yeah, so him and Crowder train with Randy Moss. But it's about time to wrap this show up. It's been a pleasure. Episode 1 of All Skins Everything. Thanks for the success. What you think, Ray G?
Absolutely. Keep listening. Lex Diamond, he's on next week. Hopefully, we'll have some players on as the season progresses, so just be looking out for big things. From All Skins, Everything with Herbs.
And well, you've been listening to the Herbs Sports Thing for ages. You dig, deuces, mega, lead us out, big homie.